to a Hope 103.2 podcast.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Chris with Morning Devotions. Have you ever stopped to think about the importance of being grateful? Lots of books have been written on this topic. There's one called Thanks, How the New Science of Gratitude Can Make You Happier by Professor Robert Emmons. It was a best-selling book, and Emmons says, I think gratitude is a demanding and rigorous quality. It's a discipline, an exercise. It may not come easily, but it can be developed. Gratitude, he said, has the potential to change everything from its ordinary state to being a gift. So what he's saying is that gratitude can be a gift. Are you grateful for what you've got? It's really good to be grateful, to feel that sense. It isn't possible, to feel positive about life and about yourself 100% of the time. Sometimes we get angry or we're sad, we don't feel very grateful. It's all about being human. And although we might not feel it, there are things to be grateful for. Why don't you seek them out? Because they'll help to change your way of thinking. Life's got a habit of dragging you down if you're not careful, so you've got to practice it. It doesn't always come naturally. And after all, it's not that difficult to say thank you to people that who care for you, or people that you care for, and even those that you don't know very well. So living with a spirit of gratitude can actually change the way you look at life. Bronnie Ware is an Australian nurse who spent years in the palliative care wards of our hospitals, and she started writing a blog in 2009 about her experiences caring for those who were dying. Very raw, honest conversations she wrote about, and five regrets that patients had. Makes fascinating reading. And you know, the most common regret was this one: I wish I had the courage to live a life that's true to myself, not to the life that others expected of me. In other words, their own sense of joy and being grateful had taken a back seat while trying to please other people. Why do we give up so easily when everything goes wrong? It was C.S. Lewis who said, when we lose one blessing, another is often most unexpectedly given in its place. Gratitude can turn a negative into a positive. Now, yes, life can be tough. Sometimes when we feel weighed down, it's hard to feel gratitude about anything. But there's some good news. We can actually change the way we respond and the way we see and analyse what happens. Like the two prisoners sitting one night in an old prison cell, they both looked out through the bars. One saw mud and the other saw stars. Depends really on what you see. And when Almighty God is part of your life, gratitude takes on a new meaning. It was the new meaning, rather. It was the theologian Alexander McLaren who said, seek to cultivate a buoyant, joyous sense of the crowded kindness of God in your daily life. Well, I could call that Christian gratitude. After all, if you believe in a loving God, you've got a lot more to be thankful for, because God loves you so much that he sent his only Son to die on the cross for your sins, for your mistakes. He took your guilt. And that's a lot, really, to be thankful for. He is the giver of every good gift. In the Old Testament, we read David's words of thanks, Psalm 36. Your love is faithful, Lord, and even the clouds in the sky can depend on you. Your decisions are always fair. They're firm like mountains, deep like the sea, and all people and animals are under your care. That's Psalm 36, verse 5 and 6. The Bible tells me that God's mercies and blessings are new every day. Why wouldn't we look for the blessing of God? He wants to bless us. The late Charles Colson was a top aide to President Richard Nixon in the 70s, and he was sent to jail in the Watergate scandal. But in jail, he became a committed Christian, wrote several books, and he did say about gratitude that every time I hear the word grace, I am reminded, he said, that I must live a life every day that reflects my gratitude to God. Must have been very hard for someone like him in jail, but the words are very powerful. Why don't you sit down today and write a thank you list? Five things that you're grateful for to God. Heavenly Father, this is a lesson we need to learn. Lord, help me to be grateful to you and for what I've got. Amen.
Hope 103.2. Thanks for listening.